Hello and welcome to the Eagles Disconnect. Hello and welcome to the Real Estate Connection with Sonya Mays in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I'm happy that you're here joining me to hear the latest and greatest in the real estate industry. It is July 2nd, 2017. We are 2 days away from celebrating the country's Independence Day. So a lot of 4th of July celebrations taking place this weekend here in Milwaukee. We also have the Summerfest going on at the lakefront, which is the world's largest musical festival. They are actually celebrating 50 years this year, so with a lot of great lineups and awesome live music. So a lot of things taking place this 4th of July holiday weekend. Things are certainly heating up, including the real estate market. So if you ask me what's going on in the real estate market, I will tell you that it's hot, hot, hot. And I'm not just talking about the weather. I'm talking about the real estate market. As many of you know, there are many pockets of real estate that are just sizzling hot, especially for sellers. If you're a seller in this market, not only in our local markets here in the great state of Wisconsin, but across the globe. And it's mostly due to limited inventory, which is driving prices upward. So I thought what I'd do here today is share some information with you about the current real estate market. And this is based on the latest report from our local MLS board, MLS standing for Multiple Listing Services, for those of you that don't know what that stands for. So we have not yet received the reports for the month of June, but I'll share with you the report from the month of May as we wait for the June numbers to hit, which should be probably within the next week or so. So once again, I want to thank you for joining in on this podcast. It is indeed a pleasure and honor to share information with my listening audience, and I am positive, absolutely positive, that you will find it helpful and enlightening. All right, folks, so let's get right into it. I'm a straight shooter. Anyone that knows me, I shoot straight from the hip. I keep it 100, and I tell the truth. And so we want to keep things moving along. And as the topic states here today, why this real estate market is off the chain. Yes, it is a hot market to sell. If you're a seller, it's a hot, hot market. So I'm going to share with you the housing report for the greater Milwaukee area. The report is based on the four-county metro Milwaukee area, which covers the counties of Milwaukee, Waukesha, Washington, and Ozaukee counties in southeastern Wisconsin. What it shows is that the housing inventory continues to be tight, driving the prices up across the country, you know, not only in our local area, but across the country. And we're still seeing some very tight loan approval processes. And so lenders are still being extremely cautious about and tight when it comes to providing consumer mortgage loans. And so it also showed a stronger economy with lower unemployment rates, which are very good indicators, and also shows a very optimistic outlook for the summer buying and selling season. Now, according to the report for the month of May, the new listings were up by 3.8%. Closed sales were up by 0.4%. The average days on the market, or average marketing time, was 47 days. And this is really short, people, because, you know, normally, you know, we're used to seeing about 3, 4, 5 months marketing time. We're used to seeing houses, you know, linger on the market for, you know, several months at a time. But, you know, average marketing time for the last report was 47 days. And so that's a really short marketing time. So houses are going very, very quickly. And the housing affordability index was down 3.8% to 164, which means, yep, you guessed it, prices are going up. Two important factors that I want to really illustrate here and point out. One is that the median sales price for the four county area was $199,400. It was $199,400, and that was up 2.3% from last year when it was $194,000. So again, we are seeing an uptick in the market prices for real estate. And then secondly, now this is the kicker, folks, so hold on to your hats because this is huge. This is big. We only had 4 months of housing inventory, okay? 4 months of housing inventory for the month of May, okay? Let me say that again. 4 months of housing inventory. That's 4 months of available housing inventory. What that means is that if we took all the inventory that we had on the market at that time, it would take roughly 4 months to sell everything that was on the market. Now, the reason that this is huge is because in a normal market, we should be seeing about 6 to 8 months of inventory. Okay, so that's about half of what we would see in a normal market. So that's why, you know, we're seeing inventory, we're seeing very tight levels of inventory. And, you know, I have buyers and investors, you know, that are calling me, emailing, texting me saying, hey, you know, do you have anything? What do you have? I'm looking for this. I'm looking for that. And it's very frustrating because I can't find them anything. there's not enough. There's not a lot of inventory out there. You know, we hear phrases like, oh, the market's dried up, you know, whereas, you know, a few years ago, we had twice as much inventory. I'll give you a perfect example. I had one investor that was looking for a buyer that was looking for a particular type of property in a certain area that he wanted to be in and with certain amenities. You know, so I typed in all the data, typed it in, you know, in the computer, in the database, and, you know, it only popped up with one house. I couldn't believe it. I was like, OMG, one house. Where, you know, a couple of years ago, you know, if I typed in that same criteria, it probably would have populated or generated about, you know, 15, 20, maybe 30 or more properties. Today, it only came up with one property. I moved some things around, shifted some of the parameters, and oh, guess what? I came up with two properties. So it was very, you know, frustrating for me to have to go back to my client and say, hey, look, there's only two properties in this area that match your criteria. You know, what do you want to do? So, I mean, that's just, you know, one example of how tight the inventory is and how the market really is limited in terms of housing stock. So, you know, when the good ones come along, they're gone very quickly. I mean, they're gone very quickly. We're seeing anywhere from 10 to 20 offers on a property when it's listed. So, you know, I just want to say to the investors out there, you know, if you're an investor, I just want to say that, you know, in this market, you really can't move slow. You have to move pretty quickly because, you know, there's a lot of sharks out there and they will, you know, eat things up. They'll eat you up alive and, you know, and keep moving on to the next one. So, you know, you have to kind of move and groove and move pretty quickly. Otherwise, you know, the property that you want, the house that you want, it will be gone. So I would say, you know, bring your A game, and just be ready to move quickly and move smartly. Make sure you have a good realtor, a strong realtor, and someone who is a great negotiator, because you will need a very strong negotiator in this market. It's a highly competitive market. And of course, you know, that's where we can come in. That's where I can come in and offer my skills and training, you know, as a strong negotiator and someone who knows the local market to help secure, you know, the price and the terms that you want and that will benefit you. So that's just a snapshot of where we're at in the market right now. You know, if we look at other markets in the area, we look at, for instance, condos. The median sales price for condos was at 152, and that's up 7% from last year, you know, from the same time last year. And then if we look at new construction was actually, the median sales price for new construction was 375, and that was up 6.5% from the same time last year. So again, we're seeing price appreciation in the markets. And so as we head into the summer, or actually we're already here in the summer, we'll continue to see these continued low levels of inventory and price appreciation and a very strong, active, and highly competitive market, again, with low levels of inventory. So as I conclude here, I just want to say that, you know, if you're looking to buy or sell, or if you like more information and tips on, you know, how to be successful in this market, because it is a very competitive market due to the low levels of inventory, feel free to give me a call, folks, or an email. I'm here to help. I do have a toll-free number that you can reach me on. It's 844-777-7725. Again, that's toll-free, because you don't have to spend money or waste money. I don't like to, you know, waste anyone's time or money. I'm here to help you make money and save money. And so, you know, because I, you know, time is money and I can't afford to waste either one. Right. So again, feel free to give me a call if I can help you with anything. I'd love to do that. So again, the toll-free number is 844-777-7725, or the office number 414-395-8771. Again, that's 414-395-8771. This is your local real estate expert, Sonya Mays, with Midwest Executive Realty. Be sure to check out the website at MidwestExecutiveRealty.com for more information on listings. We also have some mortgage information on rates, community information, depending on what community you're interested in, as well as property management and rental properties if you're in those markets. We'd love to help any way that we can. So thanks again, folks, for tuning in, and I'll talk to you again real soon. Make it a great day.